Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabert, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Recording started.
Top of the day to you, and I personally want to welcome you to another prophetic experience time of prayer. I am yours truly, Dr. Laron Matthews. I'm the overseer of Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry. We're located in the city of Harvey, Illinois. We're only 3.5 miles outside the city limits of Chicago, going south. We're getting ready to go into a time of prayer and a time of intercession. It is very pivotal to know that we're ending this week with such a wind that's blowing around the world and lives are being changed. However, the enemy is sending every decoy in and distraction in to deviate the word of God and even the prophetic presence of his word for the lives of many of the people. We in this time must know that the kingdom of heaven is suffering violence, but the violent take it by force. What that means now is that we cannot stand and watch and see things that are going on around us and sit and say, we're going to pray about it. No, that act of our stand is required by God. They have in Florida a law called Stand Your Ground. That means that who comes up against you, you have the right to act and stand your ground. It didn't say you have to stop and go into a spirit or call the policeman. It means you have the legal authority and right to stand your ground in the front of the adversity or the enemy. And when you stand your ground, when the enemy pulls out a weapon, you're authorized by the stand your ground law to defend yourself. Whether it's by wounding, hurting, killing, and taking out the enemy, you must do it. In this time that you're in, the word of the Lord God says, Satan come to kill, steal, and destroy. So he doesn't come to just pissyfoot around with you and play with you. He doesn't come to sit down and just have a meeting with you. He is one of the greatest negotiators in the earth land. And his job and his negotiating plan is to use those of your sort and those of your kind to kill, steal, and destroy you, whether by any medium of frequency, as gossip, lying, manipulating, deceiving, act, turning to the other, manipulating, getting other people to be on their side, or jealousy, strife, envy, malice, covetous spirit, and the list goes on. Whether it's the list of the spirit realm or the list of the gift realm, you have to know that the enemy has no plan of connecting with you just to be your friend. As believers, in this time that we are in, we must learn and know that we have to stand our ground. Standing our ground simply means that you have a passion for what you do in ministry, far beyond any other passion, but a passion for what you do. And the ministry that we're talking about is not an outside ministry, it's an inside. The temple is a substratum of the human anatomy. It means that you have to protect every element of who you are so that you will maintain the spiritual portal for which God has selected you to operate in, flow in, and he's giving you the power to be in. So understanding that, as you stand in your ground, you're not giving the enemy any arsenal to be able to deal with you up close. The enemy needs a close range to be able to target you and take you out. In the world that we're in, the enemy is a master manipulator, and he uses everything in his power to manipulate you or deviate you from the course and the plan for which you are mandated in the earth realm as an intercessor, a prayer warrior, and even the fivefold ministry gift. That's included all of the other offices that's deemed by ancient society, whether it's bishopric office, archbishop, chief apostle, you name it. Everybody's calling themselves these titles, but they don't even qualify because the oil don't even sanction it. It's people who lay hands on you. In saying that, we have to stand our ground in the kingdom of God. And standing our ground means that you're not going to compromise your life for someone who's trying to smile in your face. I believe OJ has a song called Smiling Faces, They Tell Lies. And Kirk Franklin have a song called Smile. So you can choose which one you want. The word of God said, choose you this day whom you're going to serve. He didn't say sound. He said, choose you this day whom you're going to sound. I use sound and frequency, whether it's natural or spiritual. It all comes down to meaning one thing. People smile in your faces, but they do tell lies, and they're not who they say they are. So the spirit of discernment needs to be so keen as we entered into the month of September, October, and November. We're watching many mighty things are happening this week. As I shared with our audience on Sunday morning at my 7:45 teaching, I told them in part three of the teaching call, the government vaults are being opened. They are being opened very, very clearly. We're watching people who were once in very powerful positions either stepping down or resigning from key positions to go into the sunset to do other, what I would consider other things in their life or career. Dr. Fauci is one. He decided that he's going to resign from dealing with the CDC government, but he's going into private life. But we know and we understand that his private life consists of billions of dollars he took under the table to help pharmaceutical industry, even his own interest and his agenda at age 81. Now, we're looking at the royal family. There's an exit of one of the brothers because he decided he wanted to go into the private life. But if you understand the plan of what's going on, you're watching a succession. He knows, his mother knew, siblings on the other side knew, his family know that it's time for a major change in the royal family. We know that God does not do anything except a replacement is in effect. Everything is done in the kingdom of God is a replacement. We can pray people away. We can jump people away. We can ask God to take them away. But until their replacement is in place or mature enough, they're not going nowhere. Look at what Saul did. Saul was still in position. He didn't have power. David was chosen to be in position, and then he began to have the spiritual reign, but he had to serve 13 years under the administration of Saul. So our people in our life or our enemy is used to what? Train us. God is used. He will promote us. Enemy will train you. God will promote you. In saying that, we're getting ready to see a pivotal move globally. This is not just the Western culture or the Eastern culture. This is a global wind that's blowing around the world. The actual Jesuit church connected to the Catholic church had a major meeting some years ago, and the meeting was that they were going to create a safe or an account for those who were slaved by the Catholic Church. And they want to raise $100 million for those blacks who were enslaved. They haven't reached their goal, but here's what they've done. When they were found guilty by those priests and bishops who were caught having sexual relationship with little boys, they were sued for $600 million, almost $1 billion. They settled it. It's interesting, culturally, you do what you want to do. You have billions and billions of dollars, even trillions of dollars saved. whether it's in the Vatican, hidden in Vault 21, down in the places of the secret places, or in the vault. God will get the glory out of these things. We have two major popes alive. One is in put away because of his age, one that now has reached a certain age, and he's getting ready to step down. So it leaves there will actually be three actual popes in the world. That's historical. A lot of things are historical. So you're looking at a dimensional battle in the spirit realm. One is still here. He's put away. One is still alive. He's getting ready to reside. And there's another pope that many people don't discuss, talk about, or have a conversation. He's a high-ranking archbishop. He was just selected to be part of the colleges of bishopric in the Catholic Church. He's a black man. Now, in saying that, we're watching the world shift. We just had three major prime ministers in the world resign. Three of them. Three resign. Three prime ministers. One in England. Two in Italian, Italy. Three in Israel, the third person. Now, when you look at the word prime minister, it actually means premier, supreme. They're stepping down because of the succession of what's getting ready to happen in the land. You can pray all you want. You can believe all you want. You can jump up and down about Israel all you want until you study the spirit of Zionists and actual Israel or the actual Jews. You'll understand why in 2012 Hillary Clinton went into Ethiopia and caused a major havoc there concerning Muammar Gaddafi and all of the things that were going on in that country. You'll understand the true story behind the history of her bloodline going down to the fourth, fifth, sixth, and even to the 27th generation of the bloodline. Now, and moving forward, many of us, we open up that Bible and we read it. We know that these 66 books are very powerful, but if you still go back to the 1600s, there was actually 80 books, but they comprised and took several of them out. Major books that were very critical to the substratum of understanding the exact details of the secret codes that were hidden in the Bible that will outmaster anybody from a pulpit, anybody from theology, Christology scholars, as well as philosophers. It will bring you to understanding the exact details of God's plan for mankind in the earth realm. But that's another assignment. You have to study that on your own time. Now, many of us, we're watching some things that are very strange in the land. And when I say intercessors, you have to go deep in the season. You can't just come on a Wednesday line and say, I'm going to pray and influence 3.5 million people. No, you got to come with it. This is the time you got to come with your prayer life. You can't pray Peter Pan and Jelly Sandwich prayers. You got to go with it. You got to go into the spirit realm. You can't pray Jelly Sandwiches prayers. You can't pray, oh, Father, help the people. My shoes are lost. No, go to the store and buy you another pair of shoes and put them on. You're dealing with strong demonic forces in this season. And when you're dealing with strong demonic forces, you got to come with it in this season. What we're up against is far greater than the eyes can see or the mind can think or the thoughts can fathom. Demonic spirits of RK, which are defined as high-ranking archangels, are in an effect at the highest level of the man and woman of God. When you understand the power of India, rises up, and the men and women of God must stand to the occasion and stand on the occasion in the spirit and the power of God for their life. We get ready to the power of prayer. The heart is the flesh. God is ready. God bless you.
Glory, hallelujah. I was trying to wait for that sound to go. Thank you, Jesus. Coming to you out of Psalm 84. Glory be to God. Blessed are those who dwell in the house. They are ever praising you. Hallelujah. Blessed are those whose strength is in you, whose hearts are set on pilgrimage. As they pass through the valley of Beka, they make it a place of springs. They go from strength to strength till each appears before God in Zion. Hear our prayers, Lord God Almighty. Listen to me, God of Jacob. Look on our shield, O God. Look with favor on your anointed one. Better is one in your courts than a thousand elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of our God than dwell in the tents of wicked. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing does he withhold from those who walk blameless. Lord Almighty, blessed is the one who trusts in you. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your word on today, because we truly do trust in you. We thank and praise you, Father, for your infinite word, your love, your immeasurable favor that you're giving us in this tough season. Glory be to God. Lord, we thank you for, hallelujah, and truly praise you for today, because truly we know that this is the day that we will stand and take no more. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We know that one day in your courts is better than a thousand, Father God. We'd rather be here than anywhere else, Father God. You own it all. You own a cattle on a thousand hills. You own it all. Everything belongs to you. You are the first, the last, and there is no other. Thank you for leading and guiding us into this day. Thank you, God, for your word says, 32:10 in Psalms, that you will point us in the way that we should follow, Father God. And you're doing that even as we speak. You're showing us things behind the veil. You're showing us things that can cause us destruction. You're showing us things to put a cap on it and stop the enemy right in the midst of the lies and deceit. In that, Father God, we ask you to forgive us, Father God, for any lies, any deceit that we have put out there that could cause any destruction to ourselves, anything that we follow that our flesh, hallelujah, would be pleased with, that as we follow the flesh and it misled us. We come against the instructions of the enemy and his thoughts. We will not be led around like a mule, hallelujah, with a ring in his nose, Father. So we come to you now asking you to forgive us for any negative words contrary to your promises, contrary to your warnings. Hallelujah. Forgive us for any disunity, Father God, amongst the body that's causing a lot of the friction that we can still yet get through if we just come together. How can two walk together unless they agree? And we're coming in agreement on this, Father God, because we see this thing for what it is, Father God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, we ask you to forgive us for those who say they love you and they far from you, Father God. Come home, get up under it in the name of Yahshua. Get up under the covering of God. Forgive, Father God, any division, any malice, any discord, my God, any strife, any anger, any criticism, envy. Yes, God, in the name of Jesus, any envy, any jealousy, any slander, evil speaking, complaining, oh my God, lying and gossiping, slackfulness, judging, but you are the only just judge, Father God. You know it all. You sit up high and see everything low. You are the only true and just judge. We decree and declare that we are peacemakers, Father God, and we leave peace with all men. Hallelujah. We decree and declare that the Holy Spirit guide us, hallelujah, and cause us, hallelujah, and cause the body of Christ to discern between righteous and the wicked. Right now, in Jesus' name, we decree and declare, hallelujah, the body of Christ to take authority over Satan and all his tactics. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we rebuke and dismantle, hallelujah, all of Satan's alliances, hallelujah. Let the enemy's plans be aborted, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, don't even let them perform whatever enterprise they try to bring against the body of Christ. In the name of Jesus, we take, hallelujah, we call out and cause Satan, hallelujah, to take all his mess that he's trying to create, all his craftiness, hallelujah, all his devious ways to go back to the pits of hell from which they come. We decree and declare that we are now releasing divine viruses, hallelujah, to invade all satanic databases. Hallelujah. We command right now that they be consumed and destroyed. Veto. Let all diabolical communications, every ounce of it, every networking, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, any attempts to come against your people be misled. Go ahead, cause it to fall in to the pit of hell. Let it become on deaf ears. Hallelujah. Every deed that it tries to bring against your people, let it fall into the pit right now in the name of Jesus. We send a spirit of confusion among them, Satan and all his imps, in the name of Jesus. We send a spirit of confusion. Tie their tongues up, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare that their tongues be tied in their hands. Be bound and their feet be webbed. In Jesus' name, they will not be able to break loose, cause any more hell or havoc in the lives of your people. We cause their tongues to be divided. Cause the evil tongues to be divided in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Overrule, Father God. In Jesus' name, we decree and declare, we overrule. We overrule and overthrow every sabotage that the enemy tries to bring against your people right now in the name of Jesus. Every subversion, every setback, be bound up, cast out in the blood of Jesus, prevail against it. Let every attack of retaliation fail in Jesus' name. Oh, God, you know all things, Father God. You are all things, Father. So we thank you, Father God, that our set time of favor will not be frustrated. The keys of David will be released unto us. Hallelujah. The vault shall be opened unto us in the name of Jesus for the repentant minds, Father God, the repentant hearts that we lend out and lay out on the altar to get rid of our junk so our stuff won't stop what you got for us, Father. In the name of Jesus, we prohibit the satanic manifestations, anything, hallelujah, anything that speaks, hallelujah, damnation over our lives, be bound. Every negative word we've spoken out of our mouths, be cast out in the blood of Jesus, prevail against it. Hallelujah. I thank you that you are extending our territory. You are extending our boundaries, Father God, because you are showing us what to do, Father God. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, every destructive thing that has come out of the mouths of the saints, be bound up, cast out in the blood of Jesus, prevail against it. Now, Lord, we release the wealth that's laying up for us, Father God. It be released now, glory be to God, as you are closing down those in government that have no place there, Father God. I thank you that you fill those seats with the righteous, with the ones that you know that will cause laws, statutes, convocation, bills, and charters to be in our favor. In the name of Jesus, we pray these things unto you, Father God. Loose the loins of your kings, Father God. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, and command that those two-letter gates be opened. Glory be to God. Cut asunder the bars of iron, Father God. Grant your people your tender mercies and immeasurable favor. And these things we pray. Hallelujah. Release the sound. Pierce every household. Pierce every neighborhood. Pierce the government. Pierce, Father God, to tear down, claim, take your territory in the name of Jesus. Thank you. invokes you, his mighty name. Thank God. Amen. Amen.
And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for the good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. Oh, I thank you, God, on today. I give you praise and I give you honor. I give you the highest praise. Hallelujah. And I thank you for this man of God that is coming forth, Lord. Hallelujah. That is enlightening us, Dr. Matthews, of the things of the world. We know we need more like him, Lord. Hallelujah. And I personally want to thank God for him. In these days and times, the enemy is now showing himself. And I pray that the saints and the laborers that are out there, Lord, hallelujah, are taking in, Lord, hallelujah, all those things that we need in order to combat this enemy, Lord, hallelujah, because you placed them right there at our feet. You say in your word, we are to fear not. That is a power, Lord, that we need to receive in order to be assured, Lord, hallelujah, that we can go into the battle with this enemy, Lord, hallelujah, and this enemy has absolutely no chance against us. Will we fall? Yes. Will we, Lord, hallelujah, have to retreat? Yes. But we don't do it because we're defeated. We do it in order, Lord, hallelujah, to come together, assembling ourselves, Lord, knowing that we cannot do it alone, that we need one another. Hallelujah. And because, Lord, hallelujah, we can come together as one, the power, Lord, that you have given us, Lord, we can go back into the battle, hallelujah, knowing again that this enemy is defeated. I thank you so much, Lord, hallelujah, and I'm excited, Lord, hallelujah, for what you are about to do with the saints and the laborers in these days and times. Fear not. Fear not. We're praying, and I'm praying, Lord, hallelujah, for the men and women of valor, hallelujah, that are out there that will go into the battle knowing that there's a force behind them, Lord. There's a might behind them, Lord, hallelujah, that was going to be able, Lord, hallelujah, to take that enemy, all the strongholds, all the imps, Lord, hallelujah, all the darkness and bring light, hallelujah, into the situation, Lord, hallelujah. Darkness has absolutely no chance in the light. I thank you right now. I thank you right now. I thank you right now. I thank you for Dr. Matthews, hallelujah, and him unlocking the mysteries that are not only in your word, but the mysteries of this world. I pray that that discernment, that revelation, Lord, hallelujah, will come upon us, hallelujah, that we know, hallelujah, not just the reading of the word, Lord, hallelujah, but the knowledge that comes behind it, the revelation and the discernment that comes behind it, knowing who we are, whose we are, knowing that we can make a difference, being glad, hallelujah, being cheerful, Lord, hallelujah, of the battle that we're about to face. With assuredness, without any doubt, going into battle, without looking back. I pray, Lord, hallelujah, for those laborers and saints on today. I pray that they are assured that they don't have to look back. Move forward. We need to move forward in these days and times, not looking back. Being assured, knowing, without a doubt, that we have the power. He comes and he dwells within us. We do not have to look for him. He's already within us. I pray for the spirit of love for the believers and the saints, so that we don't have to look at each other and see who's above and who's below, who's doing this or who's doing that. I pray, Lord, hallelujah, that spirit of love will bring us together. Bring us together. Be intercessors for one another. Pray, Lord, hallelujah, that we come together in that spirit of love. Pray, Lord, hallelujah, that she comes, the wisdom that we need, the understanding that we need, hallelujah. The revelation and the discernment that we need. When we look out and see all these things, we can still have shalom. That spirit of peace is so powerful. I pray right now, Lord, hallelujah. Adonai, peace, shalom on all the saints. Hallelujah. On all the leaders, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Yeshua, in his mighty name, I thank you. I thank you. Hallelujah is the highest praise. And I thank you, dear Lord. Hallelujah. I'm excited for what you're about to do, Lord. I'm excited for my leader and for my church. I'm excited for all the leaders, Lord, not in just my church, but all the leaders all over the nation and all over the world. I pray that they understand, hallelujah, who they are. Thank you right now. In Yeshua's name we pray this prayer. And it is so, I declare, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Father, we bless you. We bless you, we bless you, we bless you, we praise you on today. Oh, God, we just come thanking you, God, for the many blessings that you have poured upon our lives, Father God, glory, hallelujah. We thank you for life on today, Father God, and life more abundantly, Father God, glory, hallelujah. And we just give you the glory, hallelujah, that you rightfully deserve, Father God, glory, hallelujah, because, oh, God, we know there's none like you, none like you in all the earth, Father God. We have searched all over, Father God, and found none like you. Oh, God, none so faithful, none so kind, none so loving, none so caring, Father God, none so holy. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. And we just thank you, God, that you are mindful of us, your people, Father God, glory, hallelujah. And you continuously look past our faults and still meet every single need, Father God. And, Father God, we thank you, God, for your forgiving grace. your forgiving power, Father God. And Father God, we ask you on today, Father God, to forgive us of every sin of omission, every sin of commission, everything we've done and said that did not line up with your word of reaction, every deed, oh God, every thought, Father God. Forgive us, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, and wash us right now. Wash us clean. Soak us saturated in the precious blood of Jesus right now, Father God. Cleanse us with his thought, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah. Oh God, put us in right standing with you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah. Oh God, forgive us of our trespasses against you. Forgive us of our trespasses against others. Oh God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, we just thank you today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, that you are now, oh God, tossing our sins behind your back to remember them no more, Father God. We thank you right now, Father God, that the slate is clean between us and you, Father God. We thank you, God, for creating us a clean heart and a right spirit within and letting the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in your sight, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And we just want to praise you, God. We want to bless you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Now, Father God, help us to forgive others of their trespasses against us, Father God. Because if we don't forgive others, you won't forgive us. And we need your forgiveness every minute of the day. Every hour, Father God, we need your forgiveness, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. So we just giving you praise and glory and honor right now, Father God, that you're rooting out, oh God, and you're plucking up every bit of bitterness in us. Every bit, oh God, glory, hallelujah, of unforgiveness in us. You're plucking it up right now. You're casting it into the fiery sea, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. And Father God, even as we come before you on today, we put on the whole armor today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, we put on the belt of truth, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And God, we put on the breastplate of righteousness on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, we thank you that our feet are now shod with the preparation of the gospel, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, we pick up our shield of faith, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And it's quenching every fiery dart of the enemy that's being launched at us even now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And Father God, we put on the helmet of salvation, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And we pick up our sword, which is your word, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah. And we just thank you for equipping us right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And Father God, hallelujah. Oh God, we just release strength, your strength over the people today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. As we stand on your word in Philippians 4 and 13, it says, I can do all things through him who strengthens me. Oh God, we give you praise for strengthening us, Father God. Where we feel weak, Father God, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah. Where we feel fatigued, Father God, glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, that you're pouring down strength from on high, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah, to build us up, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, to give us stamina, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, to give us, oh God, hallelujah, oh God, our fight back, Father God, glory, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And Father God, we stand on your word and release power today, as we stand on your word in 2 Timothy 1 and 7. It says, for God gave us a spirit, not a fear, but a power in love and self-control. So we thank you, God, for your power, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, you placed on the inside of each of us, Father God. And Father God, help us to remember, Father God, to tap into the surge, into the power source, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, and go forth in you, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we thank you and we praise you, God. And we stand on faith today and we release faith today. Oh, God, as we stand on your word in 1 Corinthians 2 and 5, it says that your faith might not rest in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. So, Father God, hallelujah. Oh, God, help our faith, Father God, today. Take it to new levels, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Give us great faith, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, and help us to stand believing your report, Father God, and not the report of man or the enemy, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Concerning our lives and concerning our situations, oh, God, that we find ourselves up against, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we thank you. We praise you, oh, God. Hallelujah. And, Father God, we're going to release your hope today, Father God, over the people as we stand on your word in Proverbs 23 and 18. It says, surely there is a future and hope, oh, God, and our hope will not be cut off. So we thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, that as we, hallelujah, stand hoping in you, Father God, our hope will not be cut off, Father God. Everything we hope in and believe in you to do, Father God, glory, hallelujah, according to our faith, Father God, glory, hallelujah, you will do it, Father God, because you tell us in your word in Isaiah 55 and 11 that your words go out to accomplish exactly what you send them to accomplish, and they never return back to you empty, Father God, glory, hallelujah. So we just thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, that if you said it, you shall surely perform it, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Now, Father God, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. We pray right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, hallelujah, that he, we were freed, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, when we turned our life over to Christ, that we stay free, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, don't let us reach back in this hour, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. But go forward, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Pressing towards the mark of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. And, Father God, hallelujah. Oh, God, we just thank you, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. As we're standing on your word, Father God, for freedom, Father God, today, in Galatians 5 and 1, oh, God, for freedom, Christ has set us free. Stand firm, therefore, and do not submit again to a yoke of slavery. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Don't let us look back. Don't let us draw back. Don't let us go back, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we thank you. And, Father God, hallelujah, we release, oh, God, on today, Father God, order in the body of Christ, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Order in the body of Christ, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we thank you for your word in 1 Corinthians 14 and 40. It says, for all things should be done in decency and order, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. So, Father God, hallelujah. Oh, God, help us, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, to walk up right before you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, help us, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, to not just be hearers of the words, but doers of the word, Father God. And let us apply it to our lives, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. And we just bind up, Father God, everything that's not like you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we're binding up, oh, God, on today, jealousy. Oh, God, spirit of jealousy, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Spirit of anger, malice, murder, Father God, glory, hallelujah. We bind up that spirit, oh, God, of destruction that lays waste at noonday, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, glory to your name, Father God, and we just thank you, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, that you're covering your people right now, Father God. You're covering, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. The schools, oh, God. You're covering well, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. The governmental buildings, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, you're covering businesses today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, that you're covering right now, Father God. Cars on the road today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. You're covering right now, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. Pedestrians walking, Father God. Trains and planes, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. You're covering them right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. The buses, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. The motorcycles, Father God. The bicycles, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. You're covering them right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. You're covering right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Daycares, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. High schools, oh, God. Universities, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. You're covering your people everywhere, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we reach up right now. We intercept every fiery dart of the enemy that's being launched at your people right now, oh, God, and we cast it back into the pit of hell right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Cover those, oh, God. Hallelujah. Undergoing surgeries today, procedures today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, cover them and bring them out with the victory, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Move on those, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, that are in the midst of trials, oh, God, in court cases, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Right now, move in the courtroom, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, vindicate your people, Father God. Bring them the victory, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. We just thank you, God, and we praise you, God, for what you're doing right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Cover your children, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Even as they return back to school, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, cover the classrooms, cover them on the buses, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, cover them in the lunchrooms, on the schoolyards, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, on the campuses, cover right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Stir up the gifts on the inside of them, Father God. Show them their purpose, Father God, even at a young age, Father God. Use them for your glory. Use them amongst your peers, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We cancel, oh God, rebellion. We break the back of rebellion off of the children, off of the youth, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Even off of your adult children, Father God. We break the back of rebellion right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And we're giving you praise. We're giving you glory. We're giving you honor, oh God. That victory, victory, victory belongs to us, your people, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Touch the homeless today. Touch those that are hungry, Father God. Move by your spirit, Father God, for those that are sick today, Father God. Move by your spirit, Father God, for those that are bereaved today, Father God. The lost, Father God, bring them back to you, Father God, or let them find you, Father God. The backslider, slide them back in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We pray for families and marriages, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. We pray for the elderly, the widows today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And those, oh God, hallelujah, that are depressed and oppressed, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We pray for them right now, Father God, and we pull them out of the pits of depression and oppression right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, cover the mind of people today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, we bind up fear and anxiety, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. We bind up, oh God, these mental health disorders, oh God. Glory to your name, Father God. Bipolar disorder. We bind it up and cast it into the fiery sea. We bind up schizophrenia and paranoia today, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We bind up manic behaviors and mania, Father God, today. Oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we bind up delusions and hallucinations today, Father God. Those mind-binding spirits, oh God, we put them on the run right now, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, spirits of confusion. Oh God, we send it back to the dry place right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh God, every single, oh God, hallelujah. Oh, God, plot and plan and ploy the enemy, Father God. We send it back right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we give you the praise. We give you the glory. Hallelujah. Oh, God, and we just thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. That all iniquity, Father God, is falling back to the pit of hell right now. Lifting up off your people, Father God. We binding up those sexual sins, fornication, masturbation, lust, oh, God, incubus and succubus. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we cancel that husbandman spirit, Father God, off the bloodline, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, glory, hallelujah. And, Father God, we binding up witchery, Father God, wizards, Father God. We bind them up in the mighty name of Jesus. Demonic surveillance, we cancel it right now. We blot it out in the mighty name of Jesus. That whispering spirit, we cancel it right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Chanting and the soothsaying spirit, Father God. We send it back to the dry place, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. And we just thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, that the medicine man is canceled right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. Deception, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Manipulation, oh, God. We cancel it right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. All disorderly conduct, Father God. We send it back to the pit of hell, oh, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. The lying spirit, we cancel it. And we landlock the lying lips of Lucifer right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Gossiping spirit, we send it back to the pit of hell in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And we just decree the victory for your people today. Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah. As we stand on your word in 1 John 5:4, that says, everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world, and this is a victory that has overcome the world, our faith. So we thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, for all that you're doing right now for your people, Father God. We thank you, God, for you shifting atmospheres right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, for you shifting the circumstances right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, that help has been sent out to your people today all over the world, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. You study your word and oh, God, glory, hallelujah, Psalm 46:1, that you are that present help in the time of trouble, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. So we thank you, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, that as long as we stay on the winning team, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, victory has to be ours, Father God. And we just giving you praise and we giving you glory and we giving you honor. Oh, God, touch the bodies of the sick today, Father God. Everything in these bodies that's not like you, Father God, we command it, oh, God, to come under the divine alignment of your word right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and we just thank you for healing, oh, God, people from cancers, Father God, diabetes, oh, God, high blood pressure, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, lupus, and oh, God, glory, hallelujah, leukemia, Father God, glory, hallelujah, we thank you, God, for you touching, oh, God, those, oh, God, with the chest pain, Father God, the heart palpitations, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, heal, let your healing virtue flow right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we thank you, God, hallelujah, that you're opening up, oh, God, heart valves today, unclogging arteries today, Father God, glory, hallelujah, and we thanking you, God, hallelujah, that you're chiseling away the stony hearts, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And you're giving the people a heart of flesh, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, that the real man and woman is emerging. Oh, God, the true self is emerging, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. I thank you, God, for, oh, God, helping us to find our identity, Father God, in you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, lift up those, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. They've been downtrodden, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. They feel like castaways, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, that hallelujah that are heavy today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, lift up every weight, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. We giving you praise. We giving you glory. We giving you honor, Father God. Hallelujah. Lift up low self-esteem today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you for giving us a Holy Ghost boldness. Oh God, to go in, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, and overthrow the enemy's plans, Father God, for your people, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. And Father God, I thank you that everything the enemy has stolen from your people, Father God, that he has to give it back now, oh God. He got to cough it up right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, I thank you. And I give you the praise. I give you the glory. I give you the honor, oh God, for what you're doing right now. And we pray, Father God, for our leader, Father God, Dr. Laron Matthews, Father God. Cover him and keep him, Father God. Bless his food, his water, oh God. Touch the work of his, bless the work of his hands, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, I thank you, God, for you using him for such a time as this, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. I thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, for you using him, oh God. Glory, hallelujah, to go in, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, the places you send him to, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah. Oh, God, and break, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, strongholds off the people, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, set the captives free, Father God, glory, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, I thank you, God, hallelujah, for you using them, oh, God, hallelujah, as your mouthpiece, Father God, to speak your mysteries unto the people, Father God, and how you unlock codes, and, oh, God, hallelujah. Give him the key to unlock the codes, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you, God. I thank you, God. I thank you, God, for what you're doing, oh, God. Strengthen him now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, I give you praise. I give you glory, hallelujah, for you covering him and protecting him, Father God, which you show the love and protection, Father God. Covering his family, keeping him, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Meeting every one of his needs by your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Oh, God, and I give you the praise. I give you the glory. Hallelujah for each and every intercessor, Father God. Oh, God, on this line, Father God, that has went forth, Father God. Oh, God, Evangelist Teasy, Father God, pour back into her, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Strengthen her on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Meet every one of her needs by your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Elder Sanchez, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, pour back into him, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, glory, hallelujah. We give you praise, we give you glory, we give you honor, oh, God, for you meeting the needs of his family, covering them and keeping them, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Elder, oh, God, Hunter, Father God, even as he come forth, oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, use him for your glory, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, cover him and keep him, oh, God. Father God, glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. And your people all over the world and each and every person in the sound of my voice, Father God, continue to keep them, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Lead them and guide them, Father God, in the way that they should go, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And Father God, hallelujah. Don't let any of us lean to our own understanding, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, of the things that are going on all around us, Father God. But in all our ways, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, help us to acknowledge you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, as you lead and direct our path, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And Father God, help us to seek you, Father God. Seek you like never before in this hour, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, and let us shut in and close ourselves off, Father God, and just seek you. Lay prostrate before you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And hear, oh, God, hallelujah, what you have to say to us, Father God. Hear, oh, God, direction, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, that you would have us to go in, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Help us to turn on our plates and fast and just continue to pray without in this hour, Father God. And we just giving you praise and glory and honor, and we just bless you for each and every person on this line and all of the awesome leaders connected to this line. Cover them and keep them, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And we just give you praise and glory and honor. We thank you, God, that while you're yet speaking, while we were yet speaking, you've already answered, Father God. We thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, that every bit of backlash, retaliation because of these prayers is going back to the pit of hell right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And we give you praise and glory and honor. And it is so in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory.
Dear Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we, your children, we come collectively, oh God, and give you honor and the glory. that's already down. But we wanted to lift you up today, oh God. We wanted to come and say thank you, Father, for keeping us to this point in time, oh God. Thank you for this moment that you've allowed us to come before your throne and lift you up, oh God. We thank you for being our Savior, our Redeemer, for being our keeper, our protector, our provider. We thank you for being the lawyer in the courtroom and the doctor in the sick room. We thank you, oh God, for being our strength. We ask right now, oh God, that you continue to look on us, continue to love on us, oh God, even when we don't love ourselves. Oh God, we ask that you bless everyone under the sound of my voice. Those who desire to be on and couldn't be on, God, you know who they are, you know where they are. We ask right now, oh God, that you love on them right now, Father. We need you, oh God, right now to strengthen us, oh God. Infuse us with your holy boldness, oh God, to stand before mankind and declare your power and your works right now, oh God. For these are the end days, the latter days, oh God. We want to be obedient to you, oh God. We want to stand before the judgment say, and you hear you say, well done, good and faithful servant. But God, we need you right now. We need your strength right now. Continue, oh God, to bind us together, one mind, one body, one spirit, oh God, because we want to be pleasing in your sight, oh God. Order our steps and bridle our tongue, oh God. And when we speak, let us speak as you would speak, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, we ask that you bless all of your warriors, oh God. All of the intercessors, the evangelists, oh God, even the lay members, oh God, bless us, oh God. Put us on fire for you right now, oh God, because it's not about us, it's all about you. And we need you right now, oh God, to help us fulfill your will and purpose that you've assigned to our life. God, we need you right now to look on this country right now, oh God. Oh God, send your hand around right now, oh God, and let us, oh God, be the instruments that you use, oh God, to send forth your word that will touch their hearts and take the scales from their eyes, that they may turn from their wicked ways and seek your faith, oh God, and ask for forgiveness, oh God. Then you would hear from heaven and you would heal our land. Father, we need you right now as never before, oh God. We know that these are the latter days and you're on your way back. Oh, God, looking for a ready people. But we need your help, oh, God, to spread your word right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we ask that you look on, oh, God, all of the virtual members, oh, God, and the covenant partners, okay, those in Sierra Leone, those, oh, God, that are in Paris, France, those that are in Jamaica, in other areas of the world that are calling on you, Abba, Father, Father, oh, God, protect your children. Let us stand on your word, for all of the ground is sinking sand. For we need you, oh God. We want to be, oh God, as David was, men and women, oh God, after your own heart. And we want to have the trust and faith as Job, oh God. Never let down. Into this world we came with nothing. We shall leave with nothing. We will believe in you, oh God. For you sit high, look low, beholding the good and the evil. Oh, Heavenly Father, when we go against, oh, God, the adversary, oh, God, let us go, oh, God, as the Hebrew boys did against King Nebuchadnezzar. Oh, God, they had to tell him that we will never bow down. We will never bow down, oh, God, because if even if you throw us in the fiery furnace, we will never bow down because we know that our God is able to deliver. Even if he don't, we know that he is able to deliver us, oh, God. So let us cast all of our cares upon you, oh, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus, for all power lies in your hands, oh, God. You sent your son, oh, God, because you loved us through 42 generations, and he conquered, oh, God, all of the evil and the problems that we may face. But we just need to stand today, oh, God, and face the giant. We need your help to do that, oh, God, for we are weak, but thou art strong. Send on your help right now in the name of Jesus. Send on your help right now, oh, God. Go through the prisons, oh God, in the hospital rooms, in the nursing homes, mental institutions. Let your presence and your power be felt and known that no man can take your glory. But help us, oh God, to be obedient to you, because obedience is better than sacrifice. You said, fail not, but assemble thyself together. Let us not be afraid of anything, oh God, because thou art with us, oh God, and you did not give us the spirit of fear, but the power of love and a sound mind. And we love you today, God, for loving us, oh, God, for caring for us, for providing for us. Heavenly Father, look over the little children of the world, oh, God, and those who are guardians over them and that are raising them. Bless those, oh God. Give them the mindset to teach the children, oh God, to be raised in the way that you desire them to be raised. They're not our children, God, but you said all souls are mine, but the soul that sin shall die. And we give these children back to you for you to use in thy kingdom and for thy glory. And, Father, we thank you for the, oh God, the first responders in this nation, oh God, who are putting their lives on the line for their fellow man. Father, watch over them, protect them, keep them, oh God. But let them know that it's not them that's keeping themselves, but it's you, oh God, the one and only, the true living God, that are keeping them from all hurt, harm, or danger, Father. And those that are grieving today, Father, love on them, oh God. Let them know that you're yet standing by. When you say in word, you never leave us or forsake us, even to the end of the world. You love all of your children, oh God. And those that are homeless, God, give them shelter, bring them in. And those that are hungry, feed them, oh God, like you did in days of old. Feed them. Clothe them. Protect them, oh God. But let us stand for you, God. Let us be the team that you're looking for. And there's no I in team. Oh, God, we have to stand for you. It's not about us. It's all about you and the assignment that you've given each of us and the purpose you've given to our name. We want to be obedient children to you, oh, God. Forgive us, oh, God, against thy name and that throne. Oh, God, we want to be able to serve you in spirit and in truth. Honor our steps, be the light upon our pathway. Let us be the salt of the earth, so we will not lose our flavor. But let us also be the light upon the hill that cannot be hid. And when we speak your word that will touch men's heart, oh God, and make a difference in this day and time. It is the last day, God. Let us not be complacent. Let us not get comfortable where we are. Stir us up right now. Because there's a storm out on the ocean, and it's coming this way. But let our anchor be, okay, held in you, oh God, that we may not be tossed and turned at every whim and wave. And we thank you for it, God. We thank you for dispatching your angels right now to fulfill our request. For you said, ask, and it shall be given. Knock, and the door shall be opened unto you. We come to you, Father. No other help we know. We ask right now that you look on the overseer, oh God, and the confidence line, the prophetic confidence line, and everyone on it, oh God, those that are participating in it, strengthen us, oh God, embolden us, oh God, and let us go forth to the four corners of the world and deliver your words right there in the name of Jesus. Bless the prophet, oh God. Strengthen him. Wherever his feet trod, oh God, give him that. Give him. And let him continue, oh God, to follow you as we undergird him and follow him. You continue to pour into him revelation knowledge, oh God. Feed us today, Father. Need us today to survive. The ministry of the divine and our family, oh God, and all of the intercessors that have gone before me. You know the individual needs. You know the situations that they are in. But the cattle upon a thousand hill belongs to you, oh God. Supply their needs, and God, give them their heart's desire right now. And God, we thank you. We bless you right now. And we leave these requests in your hands, the hands of God, all things out well, because we know you're not a man that you should lie, nor the son of man that you need to repair. What you say, you will do. And we bless you for this time, oh God, that you've allowed us to come before you. And all these things we ask in the mighty name of Jesus, our elder brother, and we decree and declare so right now in Jesus' precious name. And it is so. Amen.
Amen, brothers and sisters, intercessors and warriors, watchmen on the wall. We thank God for each and every one of you today. Amen. We thank the Lord for the requests that have gone before his throne. Hallelujah. Lord, that he will keep you safe all through the rest of your day as you engage with him and will grant your desires today. Stay on fire, oh God. Do not become complacent. Do not become lukewarm, because he said in his word, he will spew us out of his mouth if we are lukewarm. We have a work to do.
And it's not about us. It's all about the assignment that God has attached to our name. And I thank God for you. Administrator Brian, are there any announcements?
God bless you, Elder. God bless everyone that's listening in on the line this afternoon. Please, if you will, keep in mind that you can join Dr. Matthews this weekend at the Preach the Word Worldwide Network TV Gala. That's on August the 27th and the 28th in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, you can visit ptwwntv.com. The tickets are $100, and you can purchase your tickets on the network's website. Also, September 11th, Dr. Matthews is in Chicago, Illinois. September 16th through the 17th, San Antonio, Texas. September the 23rd through the 24th, Southfield, Michigan. October the 28th through the 30th, Family Values Conference 2022, and the birthday celebration for Dr. Matthews. If you desire to have Dr. Matthews come to your prophetic summit, your revival, he's also a licensed Christian counselor, please feel free to give us a call at 877-912-2027. You can email us at LaronMatthewsMinistry@gmail.com. Also, you can text us at 334-440-6152. God bless you, Elder.
Thank you, Administrator. Now, before we close out, any of the intercessors that prayed, we're going to give you space to give a word from the Lord for his people, if he's given you one.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I hear the Lord saying to us today that we have to put our eyes on him and take our eyes off ourselves and seek him and obey him in this hour like never before. And he said, as we seek him and obey him like never before in this hour, forsaking all else, but just seeking him and obeying him and not worrying about all the things going on around us and all these other stuff, that we're going to obtain the victory in every area of our lives. So he says, take your eyes off yourself, put your eyes on him, seek and obey him like never before. Because we all know the obedience is better than sacrifice, and when you obey God, you'll find that you'll experience that abundant life that He desired for each and every one of us to live. Because the obedience, it unlocks the key to that abundant life, and it unlocks the key to victory. So just seek Him like never before, and take your eyes off of self, come out of self, and seek Him. Amen. That is the word of the Lord. God bless you all. Prophetess Tracy Pollard.
Amen. Thank God for your prophetess. Pollard, is there another one that of the intercessors that has a word for God's people? Hearing none, then we're going to ask, is there any of these kingdom leaders that have been given a word for God's people that's on the line? Star 6, and come on in.
Good afternoon. God bless you on today, Elder.
Bless you, Apostle.
Apostle Simmons, yes, sir. Amen. We bless the Lord on today. We certainly give honor to God, to Visionary Dr. Matthews, to Mr. Bryant, all of the intercessors, and to all of the kingdom leaders. I want to come on today, hit pause, just jump on today. In my prayer time, I know it's a word of knowledge, a word of wisdom for the body of believers, that this is the hour that we're in. The Lord said for us to be in a place of intense teaching, training, and equipping to be effective for his kingdom in the earth realm now. This is where we really have to sacrifice ourselves, and our prophetess Tracy brought it out about the victory. The victory already is ours. It belongs to us. Amen. When Jesus gave his life for humanity and those that were available to accept him in their lives. But on the front line, this is the hour where we have to get to necessitative teaching, training, and equipping like never before. I'm talking about, amen, intense. It has to be intense now. That's all I kept hearing, intense. Intense teaching, training, and equipping. Not something that, amen, you got yesterday, not something that you got last year. All that is good. But in this hour we're in, and most of us know that our kingdom leaders on this connected to this conference line know that intense training is key, intense teaching, proper teaching now, proper doctrine that we're getting now is very necessary and essential for our lives now. And if you want to survive spiritually, it must be intensive teaching, intensive training, intensive equipping, and we'll be able to stand to see the salvation of the Lord and pray and believe by faith that God has given us the victory. So, man of God, bless you on today. Again, we thank God for the intercessors and prayer warriors. Stay on your watch. Stay on the wall. Don't come down. Again, as I encourage our intercessors, you are snipers in the realm of the spirit. Amen. You're able to take out what the enemy has sinned against the men and women of God, against the people of God. You're the one, amen, that's able to take it out before it can hit the man and woman of God. The reason why many leaders are getting hit because many intercessors, many prayer warriors, amen, have left their watch. They have left their post. But God said this is the hour that we get the intense teaching, training, and equipping, amen, to be effective in the earth realm for the kingdom of God. So bless you on today, people of God.
Bless you, Apostle. Bless you. Let us receive the words of the Lord. Amen. Is there another? There are none. Continue to keep our overseer lifted up in prayer. Continue to keep each other lifted up in prayer. Amen. And spend a great afternoon with Jesus. And as our overseer always says, shalom, be in your court, is our prayer. God bless you and have a great afternoon.
Your line has been disconnected by the moderator. Goodbye.